Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. Jacob Brothers here, joined by Dominic Schatzen, and we are talking to a very special guest, the first champion of the Level Next Madden 21 Fall Champion Series. Long title, but big title. Jacob J. Wall Wallach has joined us. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, so starting with the obvious, how does it feel to be the first champion of such a like highly watched and highly paying out, like such a big collegiate esport event?
It's pretty cool. It was a little bit different because I've played in like a lot of professional Madden events. So going into it, it was one where, you know, there aren't as many players that are at the same level because it's collegiate players. It's not the normal people you're playing against. But still, like, there's a lot of good players, and to win and win that tournament with it's super hard to do. I played a couple of people that are going to be in the club championship that I'm playing, and it feels good, I guess. And the money part feels good too.
Yeah, because when we initially covered this, because when it comes to Madden, I just watch football. I've played very little Madden, but so when this was announced, it's like, yeah, and here's the payout for Madden. I was like, what the heck is this about? And then I see like the VOD of the championship, and there's so many people watching, more than like a normal collegiate esport. And so the question I have along those lines is, even though I assume you probably would have entered this tournament regardless because you're so good and this is the esport you compete in, but was having a prize pool like that like another factor that like got your attention?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a huge prize pool. And I don't know how, you obviously probably don't know that much about Madden, but like most of the prize pool is on the club championship, mm-hmm. which is a totally different mode. It's Mutt. Versus this was on like the regular teams. I was playing with the Packers or like the Chiefs. So it is different. Like you have to put in separate practice to play it. And obviously that wouldn't be worth your time if it wasn't
right.
Prize pool. So it's a huge factor and ended up working out.
Yeah, man. I actually had a lot of questions about kind of the specifics with the tournament. I competed in it too. I didn't do nearly as good as you, obviously. Obviously, you've competed at the highest level Madden offers. Mm-hmm. The club championship, like you said, totally different ballgame. This year, 750K prize pool is huge. But this is the first time EA brought this kind of competitive scene to the collegiate level. Did you feel like there was... I know you said there was obviously people that weren't at the same kind of level of the pro ranks, but what other kind of feel did you get from it that made it feel different being collegiate versus just kind of playing Mutt? Like, did it have like kind of a different feel when you were doing conference play and such like that, or is it kind of just standard for you still?
Honestly, like, to answer that, it wasn't that different. It's just like playing Madden, and most of the like regional play, like the people just weren't that good. But I had like three or four games that we're close, and I guess it is a little bit different because you're like representing your school, but to be honest, it was pretty much just playing Madden for me.
Yeah, you probably weren't playing like your actual school's like rivals, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
you were playing in a region like where I bet the people in the SEC and the Big 12 were probably like, you know, much more big about beating their in-state rivals. But yeah, so it's really cool though. Still, did you feel like there was anything in the tournament that they could bring over to the professional scene? Like, obviously we had picks and bans, which was different. And then there was a little bit of a different rule set, obviously. We had 40-second play clocks. Did you feel like any of that should be brought over to the normal competitive scene?
The big thing for me, the big thing for me was the best of three format, which I think is amazing. Because Madden, I mean, you play it like you can just get screwed in a game.
Definitely.
And right now, most of the competitive stuff, once you get to like the final rounds, are all single elimination. And the best of three worked out for me really well. Like, you know, you can bounce back from playing bad one game. And all in all, I just feel like in a best of three, you're going to have the better player win more of the time than in a single game. I personally, like you mentioned, like the picks and bans, and I don't think that's great because you can get kind of screwed by it. Like in the finals, I got fortunate. I got to get the Packers twice, which is a huge advantage.
Gunslinger.
Yeah, it's the best ability in the game. And Noah ended up using the Chiefs twice, which is unfortunate. So, like, I don't think that's a fair thing to have necessarily. I understand why they had it for the tournament. But I think the big thing is best of three. That's huge. I love that.
Yeah, man, I was watching it, actually, and you went down the first game, and then you swept, you know, the rest. So, I mean, that, like you said, one game... If it was a single elimination, we're not talking to you right now, right? We're talking to Noah, which, you know, that's a big difference, the best of three. I think that's really cool, too. I would love to see them bring that to the normal scene.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about playing with regular rosters? I mean, we just kind of talked about that a little bit. There's obviously a lot of limitations. You know, you talk about the abilities. Only one team gets Gunslinger, whereas obviously Mutt, everyone has Gunslinger. How did you feel about that? Did you feel like it kind of... Did it bring more, was it refreshing, or did you feel like it kind of ruined parity?
I think it's kind of fun right now in Mud. Like, everyone's just kind of running man with, like, one step aheads, and the defenses and, like, the corners are super juiced, and it's totally different on regs. Like, Davante Adams is just going to kill whoever you have on him. You have to make, it's a lot harder to get the stops on defense, I think, which makes it fun, and it's a different kind of skill gap. Also, it's... I don't know. It's weird because a lot of people, you have like the extra routes right now in Mutt and route abilities. You don't have those in Mutt or in Reg, sorry, for the most part, I guess, unless you use the Bucks. But the zones are worse. It's just different. And I did enjoy it. And it was fun.
The championship is a true championship. I mean, your opponent was defeated until the final two rounds he went through. And not only that, but I also... found out through Dom that there was a little bit of some like champion some club rivalry, because you were the Patriots club champion back last year, and then you're now with the Lions, and the person you beat is now with the Patriots. So does that add another layer of like on the best baby?
I don't know. It was I play Noah a lot, like, because we're always playing like online tournaments. We've played a bunch this year. So it didn't really have to do with the clubs, though. Like, I just want to beat the people who are also really good and put a lot of time into it. So not having to do with the clubs, just it does feel good to beat him because I think he's a really good player.
Right. I mean, while we're here, though, very quick bonus question. Is a knee-biting coach better than a rocket scientist for the Lions?
I'm probably not into either, to be honest. I wanted, like, either Joe Brady or, like, I wanted someone exciting, and like the NFL is about out scheming people, and we got a guy who just wants to punch people in the mouth. So.
Right. But last question for me is, so Northeastern, they've been popping up a lot recently. A lot of tournaments, they've been going much deeper. Their Overwatch team has been making noise. Hearthstone in particular has been a top five. Rocket League, you see clips all the time. And now obviously Madden. So obviously something's going right in your guys' program. So my question is, what would you say is like leading to all of this success this year, and is 2021 the official Northeastern year?
To be honest, I'm just getting plugged in with them. You know, okay. I just started when the whole Madden thing started. And I honestly, I don't know. I hope so. I hope people, my peers can do well, but I don't know enough to tell you if it's going to be our year.
Fair enough. Well, you heard it from the champion. Again, congratulations on your big win. Wish you luck in your upcoming tournaments. And we thank you so much for coming on the show. And best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.